So in addition to the symptoms that we recognize clinically as schizophrenia, individuals with that disorder can also have problems with motor control. They have difficulties with moving their eyes to follow a moving object. And the actual initial recognition of the illness by Kreplin, he described kind of an awkward, clumsy behavior. So while this is a well-recognized disturbance in the illness, it's less well understood what actually are the underlying disturbances in the neural circuitry that give rise to these motor abnormalities. And I think one of the open questions in schizophrenia now is there a conserved disturbance in neurocircuitry that by virtue of affecting different regions of the brain can give rise to different symptoms of the disorder, the psychotic symptoms, the negative symptoms, or the impairments in cognition, and perhaps as well the disturbances in motor performance.